Hello, and thank you for joining us for 10 Minute Tuesdays, where you can find news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri in less than 10 minutes every Tuesday. We'd love to hear some of your ideas, so send your news, your events, your photos, and everything like that to info@carthagenewsonline.com. You can also follow us on Facebook for videos. You can follow us on YouTube as well. And if you're interested in our audio podcast, you can subscribe on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, TuneIn from Alexa, iHeartRadio, and we record on Podbean. So please subscribe. If you follow us on Facebook, you can find us. If you subscribe, we can find you. Our first bit of news today is from weather. We're expecting rain most of the week, and it's also going to be cold. So some of that rain could change to freezing rain, and it could also ice up roadways. So please drive carefully, especially on New Year's Eve. A Thursday, that rain could change to snow, and especially in the midnight hour, roads could be very hazardous. So be sure to have a sober driver and drive carefully. And turning it over to CarthageNewsOnline.com, you can find our top stories from the Missouri Department of Conservation. And those include lots of hunting, including reports on the inaugural elk hunt this year, framework for approving bear hunting, and also hunting dates for the upcoming season for deer and turkey. And now we're turning it over for David to sports.
Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone had a fantastic Christmas holiday and got to enjoy it with family and spend time together. So a little bit of news. On Saturday evening, a truck hauling 80 head of cattle overturned near County Road 296. That's just west of Carthage. The driver was uninjured. There were some delays on the roadway, about 3 hours. And no word on if any cattle were injured or not. Carthage School District is joining forces with Missouri Southern to offer the Teach Scholars Program, in which high school students can take dual credit courses. The participants will learn from Carthage educators what it takes to become a teacher. You know, everything from developing lesson plans to classroom instruction, etc. There's no commitment for these participants to teach in Carthage after graduating from Southern, but the program does aim to help keep the future workforce in the area. So great program there. And then take a look at the Jasper County COVID-19 dashboard provided by the University of Missouri Extension. Looks like this says as of the 27th, so that would be Sunday, 98 deaths in the county, active cases 168. There have been a total of 6,710 cases in Jasper County. Now again, this does not include Joplin. Joplin has their own health department. Those numbers are all separate, so there we go. Taking a look over in sports. Of course, you know, being off last week, no games. Boys and girls basketball started back up yesterday. Both teams having tournaments, traveling for tournaments. Check our Facebook or Twitter for results when we get those in and posted. Carthage wrestlers will be back in action tomorrow at home for a Carthage dual tournament. We'll hopefully have results for that as well this week. And then girls swimming is in Nevada today for the Nevada Invitational. We will have those results at CarthageNewsOnline.com when we do receive those. So again, happy Tuesday. I hope you have a good week here. The new year, hopefully 2021 will be a better year. We'll be rolling that in on Friday. Wendy and I will, I think we're gonna do live. So we will see you Friday and hope you enjoyed some of our little outtakes that we posted last week. We're not perfect, so a lot of mistakes. But anyway, thanks for watching, and we will see you later this week.
Thank you for that, David. We really appreciate your input. And I love hearing all about all of the sports. So I'm excited to see some of the results of the sports later this week. And with that, we're going to turn it over to our first event, the Run Through the Lights with Chanti Beckham for Here for Carthage. We had a chance to interview Chanti, and I'm going to share a bit of that with you now. Thank you so much for joining us today, Chanti. I'm really excited to hear more about Here for Carthage. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Absolutely. Here for Carthage is a community initiative that was started close to 3 years ago now that is geared towards helping the citizens of Carthage to eat healthier and to exercise more frequently, which is what the HEAR acronym actually stands for. It's healthy eating and regular exercise.
Oh.
Yeah. And what we're really trying to do with this initiative is to get people to take that next healthy step. We're not really trying to come up with a city of elite athletes that live on kale and quinoa or something like that, but we would like each person to think about their life and how they could make it just a little bit healthier, whether it's, choosing water over soda, going for a walk after dinner instead of watching TV. There's all kinds of healthy choices that we can make in our life, even if it's just adding some vegetables to your pizza. There's all
Right.
kinds of choices that we make every day that affect our health. And we're here to try to give you some guidance and education on how to make those decisions, make it easier to make those decisions.
Right. Well, and some opportunities because you do coordinate
Yes.
events. And
We
coming
do.
up on Sunday, you have Run Through the Lights. Tell us a little bit about that.
Run Through the Lights has been sort of a passion project of mine for a long time, and we've just incorporated that into the HEAR initiative. I think we've been going, around 10 years with the Run Through the Lights, and it's just grown and grown each year. Well, this year with the pandemic, we've decided to do it just a little bit different, but we are still going to move forward with the event. It will be Sunday. We are going to have the event open from 5:30 to 7:30. And so it will be a come and go event where in the past we've had everybody start at the same time. It's been a mass start. So we're allowing people to come and go anytime between 5:30 and 7:30. It will be closed to vehicular traffic. The lights have actually been shut down, so they're going to be turning the lights back on just for us to go through. Carthage Police Department's going to be out there to help us make this event safe as well. So people will just have the opportunity to go with their family and their pod through the lights. And we are going to have luminaries down along Grand on the way back. So you'll walk or run or jog or woggle through the lights, however you'd like. And then after you exit the lights, you'll come back down Grand through the luminaries and back to your car.
Right. Now that's at Fairview and Grand at the CMR facility. And I'll tell you, one of my favorite stops is walking through those light tours. So I just remember when my kids were real little pushing that stroller around. And that was just a really nice treat. It was just a great Christmas event. So.
Like the kids love it. I mean, it's so nice to just slow down a little bit and walk through and really see the lights.
So, a great way to start your new year and your healthy habits for your family would be to keep in touch with Here for Carthage. And I know you have a Facebook page that you maintain really well, and that is Here, all capital letters, like you said, HEARE, and the number 4, Carthage. And we'll have that contact information down below for you. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Chanti. I'm really excited to start off the year with healthy habits. I usually start strong, so
Well, this year we're going to keep it going all year.
yes, because there's not going to be something mid-March that discourages me.
No, there's not.
All right.
That's
Well,
great.
thank you so much. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to 10 Minute Tuesdays, where we would love to see your news, events, weather, sports, and especially your photos shared with the community every Tuesday. So be sure to email us your information at info@carthagenewsonline.com. This is a product of Carthage News Online and Virtual Carthage, and we're supported by American Family Insurance, Jeff Hodgkin Agency. So thank you so much for your support, Jeff. We appreciate all you do. He has been a great supporter of Carthage News Online since the beginning, and he has a new office on the corner of Chestnut and Garrison. So stop in and see how he can support your family in 2021. Happy New Year, everyone. and see you next year.